Now, going to Tripoli, Webster Griffin Tarpley is our guest, the author of the unauthorized biography of George Herbert Walker Bush and Barack Obama, a doctor of history and an economist. Tarpley, you let us know the day before you were leaving last week, but that we couldn't talk about it till you got into the country. We understand why. You've got a lot of courage, my friend. You're well-traveled. Why are you there? What are you witnessing in Tripoli as the globalists admit, a top general admits to Congress, they're preparing for ground war?
Well, I'm sort of on a fact-finding mission, Alex. Thank you for having me on. The idea here is to come here and see what is actually happening. And there have been a number of people coming through here. You've probably seen Cynthia McKinney, might have seen Wayne Madsen, number of academics from the United States, people from other parts of the world have been invited. So there's a kind of a modest flow of people coming in to do essentially a fact-finding mission. And I think it's these are things that people ought to be aware of. This is a very, very extreme case of imperialism, right? What you might call the New World Order. This is, in many ways, the leading edge of it. And I would just like to share some impressions, first of all, of what happens when you get here. You can't come in the normal way through an airplane or even through a boat. You could come from Italy by boat, but they won't let you do that. They have a no-fly zone, so there's no commercial aircraft traffic, and even the Libyan fishing boats along the Mediterranean coast are now being shot at by predator drones of the United States as they go out and try to provide some fish for people's dinner tables. And the food here it's excellent, but it's very heavily based on fish. So what happens is you drive in, essentially. You drive across the Tunisian border, usually, and the first thing you see is there are these checkpoints every 5 to 10 kilometers. I think probably we went by maybe 40 or maybe even 50 of these checkpoints. And you're driving through the North African desert, right through the Libyan Maghreb desert in the night. The roads are filled with heavy trucks because there is commerce going on. These sanctions are not as watertight as people think. And you come to these checkpoints, and this is partly the Libyan army, but they're also supplemented by volunteers, and many of them are women volunteers, and quite a lot of them are black women volunteers. And what you could see is Gaddafi has a very serious base of support, or maybe it's more accurate to say the Libyan government.
He's now handed out 2 million machine guns, grenade launchers, hand grenades, and when the U.S. NATO force rolls in there in October, it is going to be an absolute bloodbath.
I think that's very important, Alex. This is something that they've told us about. They've essentially given 1 to 2 million Kalashnikovs, storm these assault rifles, as you mentioned, and that's people's war. And if you really are a dictator, this is something you cannot do. If Gaddafi had been in reality what the U.S. propaganda says he is, why, as soon as everybody got those Kalashnikovs, that would have been the end of the current government. And instead, the
well, Webster, they now admit, Amnesty admits, the State Department, no rape gangs with Viagra. They admit the baby incubator story was fake. It's the same group doing that. They admit he didn't run to Venezuela all those times. That was to destabilize. And they now admit, the top admirals come out and admitted, yes, we're trying to kill Gaddafi. Well, obviously, when they're blowing up all of his houses and government buildings every time he's in them, obviously they're trying to do that. They tell us it's not a war. It is a war. And I meant to get the reports yesterday. I mentioned it. But even Reuters and AP are admitting that Congress has been told, yes, the ground forces are ready and are going to be needed. The troops have told us this for late September, early October. This is absolutely insane. But please continue from Libya telling us what you're seeing.
Well, just in terms of this people's war, I would warn everybody that the U.S. or NATO or anybody's invasion of Libya is going to be an act of incalculable folly. And this is, it is simply a gratuitous bloodbath.
It's going to make Black Hawk Down look like a picnic.
A picnic. And even with all of the bombing that has gone on so far, what I'm amazed at is the placid attitude of the Libyan people. Like, normally you'd think that a foreigner, right, of a country that's bombing Libya, that you'd be lynched or you'd be in danger, and nothing could be farther from the truth. There's still